SSM Health announced last month that would require all employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by September. They're not alone. Earlier this week, nearly 60 healthcare groups across the country said they support mandatory COVID vaccines for all people working in healthcare and long-term care. We're talking about vaccination requirements for health workers, starting with the example of SSM Health, which employs workers in four states, including Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you work in healthcare yourself? What are your thoughts on the idea of your employer mandating the COVID vaccine for you and your fellow health workers? What do you want people to know about what it's been like to work in the medical field during this pandemic? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Matt Hanley is the interim regional president for SSM Health with Wisconsin. Dr. Hanley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
What went into this decision, Dr. Hanley, to require employees at SSM Health to get vaccinated against COVID-19?
Yeah, thanks for the question. We have obviously been monitoring this pandemic, and we have, all along, once the vaccine became available, strongly encouraging our team members to get vaccinated. And that is based on really the simple fact that we know vaccines are safe and effective. We have a number of experts at our system. We spend the time, reading the papers, doing the research to really help support our decision. We had not planned on making it a requirement until, after the vaccine had received the full FDA approval, which we're hoping is going to come to fruition in the next month or two. The Delta variant, the rise of the Delta variant, changed our mind. And, based on the research that we had done, reading the research, having experts, pour over the data, we came to the conclusion last month that the Delta variant is a different virus, more contagious, higher rate of infectivity, higher in terms of causing morbidity and mortality and hospitalizations. And with the, what we were seeing in terms of the rapid spread, it forced us to make that decision, based on it being a patient safety issue.
Right. And this may seem obvious to people, but can you talk about the importance of getting healthcare workers in particular vaccinated, given their exposure, first of all, to sick people and sick people's exposure to them?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I think well said. I mean, we're a healthcare provider. My number one job, our number one job is to take care of our patients, keep our patients safe, keep our coworkers safe, and keep our community safe. We know that vaccines are the single most effective way to do that within the pandemic. And we also know that we also take care of vulnerable populations whereby some of the conventional measures of prevention are not as effective. And so we absolutely have an obligation to play a role in keeping patients safe.
At your clinics and elsewhere in healthcare, I know frontline healthcare workers were some of the earlier people eligible to get vaccinated, which makes sense. What do you know about vaccination rates among healthcare workers without these mandates?
Yeah, so I mean, we're particularly proud here of our teams in Wisconsin. When we announced our vaccine requirement in late June, I would say we're around 77% of our entire Wisconsin workforce. So that includes both frontline workers and not frontline workers or not patient facing workers were vaccinated. Since that time, we've had, we believe, another at least 3 to probably closer to 5 or more percent who have provided the verification of the vaccine, which brings us closer to about 85%. And, as these days go by, we're seeing that continue to get higher and higher. And what I would also add to that is if you look specifically at our patient-facing part of the workforce, those numbers are even higher. So by a large majority, our workforce has already voted with their arms.
We're talking to Dr. Matt Hanley, interim regional president for SSM Health Wisconsin. That organization is requiring employees to get vaccinated by September. Joining many others around the country jumping in on that. You could join in with your thoughts and questions on that decision at 800-642-1234. Dr. Hanley, a hospital in Houston was one of the first to make headlines with a vaccine requirement. Some employees declined and left the organization, a small percentage ultimately. Was that a concern for you and your colleagues as you made this decision?
Well, I mean, always. I mean, I think that, none of these decisions, do we take lightly. I mean, we care for our communities, we care for our workforce, and we care for our patients. And I think ultimately we are making a decision that is aligned with best practice evidence, evidence-based medicine, and a patient safety issue. So that's sort of the first one. And so we're at a point where vaccination is a condition of our employment, no different than the influenza vaccine decision that was made a number of years ago. And so, similar to those vaccine requirements that we've had in place, if an employee does not ultimately meet the condition of that employment, for us, it'll be at the late September, we'll have to part ways.
And Dr. Hanley, can you talk about the practicalities here? You mentioned the deadline by late September. I know in some cases with some vaccines, people have allowed exemptions or waivers for particular reasons. Is there anything like that in your policy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're following, the guidance. I mean, I would say it's exactly the same as the influenza vaccine, and it's consistent with what the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says, that you have to have, religious and medical exemptions. What I can tell you is that in the case of influenza, which has been in place for a number of years, that comes out to be less than 2% of our workforce who meet those requirements, and that's been a pretty consistent number over the past year. So,
turning away from hospital staff as we start to wrap up, Dr. Hanley, we are seeing places like parts of Missouri and elsewhere in the country having those crowded emergency rooms we saw during earlier peaks in the pandemic, having to shuffle people to different hospitals in some cases. Do you want to share your thoughts, your message for the public to make sure you're not seeing lots of unvaccinated people showing up with COVID in your emergency rooms?
I think that, first of all, I'm going to say, right now in Wisconsin, we are in a better place than the rest of the country. However, the indicators of viral activity, specifically Delta variant in Wisconsin, is rising, and it's rising way faster than we feel comfortable. In other states within our system, what we, we're worried about with low vaccination rates is that we would see an increase in hospitalizations, and that is in effect what we are seeing. And in some of our hospitals, we're seeing hospitalization rates higher than we did over the winter. And not only that, we are seeing higher mortality rates. We're seeing a younger population of patients that are being affected. And then we're also seeing, we're also hearing from some of our colleagues and also within our system that we're also seeing more children being hospitalized than we saw in the first wave. So it's unfortunately affirming all the concerns we had a month ago when we made this decision.
Dr. Hanley, thanks again for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dr. Matt Hanley is interim regional president for SSM Health Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about SSM Health's decision to require employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Coming up, we'll find out what's going on in hospitals and clinics around the country. SSM not the only one making this decision. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think this is a good idea? Do you want to see your local hospital or clinic require vaccinations for their staff? If you work in healthcare, what are you seeing in your hospital, your clinic? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about healthcare systems requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Earlier this week, nearly 60 healthcare organizations came out with a statement in support of mandating vaccination for health workers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see clinics, hospitals, healthcare chains require vaccinations for employees? Would you like to see a mandate to do that from state or federal government if you work in healthcare? What are you seeing? What do you think? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Dan Diamond is a national reporter for The Washington Post, where he writes about health, politics, and policy. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back, Rob.
Well, we just heard from SSM Health, one of their doctors, about why his organization chose to mandate COVID vaccines. You've been following this kind of story around the country. How did what we heard from Dr. Manley fit into what you're seeing in other states?
I think what Dr. Hanley was saying lines up perfectly with what I'm seeing around the country. He made the point that SSM had wanted to move forward with a vaccination requirement, but had also hoped to hold off until the FDA formally approved the vaccines. They have only received emergency authorization. But there has been a wave of hospitals just in the past few days. Dana-Farber, an elite cancer center in Boston, or Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, top children's hospital in Philadelphia. They had wanted to wait also until the vaccines were fully approved, but said the Delta variant was forcing their hand, that they were now moving to put these requirements into place.
Yeah, that Delta variant, we heard from Dr. Manley. Why has that changed the equation so much for these healthcare providers making this decision this month now?
Well, some we knew, and more is coming out just in the past day about how Delta infects Americans, but it is clearly much more contagious. It moves faster between people who are unvaccinated. You can see this in the national curve of infections. I believe as of yesterday, we were over 70,000 infections per day, according to the Washington Post's rolling average. That's way up from about 12,000 infections per day at the beginning of the month. We did not see this steep a climb last year. And it comes at a time, Rob, when so many Americans are already protected. They have vaccines. So we know that this version of the virus is raging through the unvaccinated population and does appear to be posing some challenges to some vaccinated Americans, just given the sheer number of people who have gotten the vaccine. It stands to reason that there are going to be some of these breakthrough infections too.
As you report on this, you looked at this in part as a labor relations issue. I mentioned the hospital in Houston that lost some employees when they had this mandate. And you write, it sounds like, if I read you right, some healthcare providers were worried that if they impose these mandates and others didn't, well, they might just lose some workers to those other outfits.
You sound like a very close reader of the Washington Post. So for that, I'm grateful. Yes, I have followed the saga of Houston Methodist for some months. This was in their telling, and I think they're right. They were the first health system to require workers to get vaccinated. This was back at the end of March. They did get most of their workers to comply. I think about 97% plus got the shot. Another 2% got exemptions for various reasons. And then another 150 or so, so about 1% of workers, did decide they didn't want to get vaccinated. Some brought a lawsuit. Others did end up working elsewhere. And I think one reason that hospitals were worried was they didn't want to see that replicated en masse, where you would see every hospital trying to put this in and workers saying, we don't want to work in this moment of COVID pandemic anymore. Things had been awfully tight for months and months. So now that there is this greater push that we may need broader vaccination, especially given Delta, I think that has empowered a lot of the health organizations to hold hands and jump together into this moment.
How about labor organizations that represent healthcare workers? And you also looked at public employees where they're being required to get vaccines. What's been the response there?
The tipping point, I really thought, was this Monday. And you alluded to this, where the various medical groups, healthcare groups, came out with a joint statement Monday morning. The American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, so on, the big professional groups said, we think it is finally time to require the vaccine. And very quickly, others followed, government officials in New York City and California, the Department of Veteran Affairs. It did end up tipping maybe even faster than expected, given that the White House got involved too. But at the same time, there have been some unions, the teachers unions, the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, who have pushed back and said, we support our workers getting vaccinated. We just think it should be their choice. And it does get into these deeper labor issues of if you're a union, this might be something you want to negotiate on rather than have it be ordered upon your membership.
We're talking to Dan Diamond, Washington Post health policy reporter, looking at health care providers, more of them now requiring vaccinations for their employees, especially as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 picks up steam in many places around the country. You can join in with your thoughts on the issue at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you think these mandates at healthcare providers are a good idea? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring on a caller. Joe is with us in Pewaukee. Joe, hi.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. What's up, Joe?
Well, unfortunately, I am against mandates mainly because I think you can create a lot of hostility in this situation. I mean, I will not be shocked, unfortunately, if there's an Oklahoma City bombing somewhere because of this. That being said, I think one of the reasons people are scared is because of the genetically modified part of the vaccine. And I was wondering, are there like, I know Sinovac, which I thought it was a Chinese one, was based on old school 1950s, 60s technology where you just take the dead cell and inject it into you. Wouldn't something, offering something like that might ease enough people to get us past that like 70%?
Joe, thanks for the call. And to clarify, well, there's some genetic interesting stuff in the vaccines. They don't change the human genetic code. That's a popular myth going around. But a couple points there, Dan, from Joe. First of all, people are nervous in part because these are a couple of these vaccines are a new kind of vaccine in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I also thought it was disturbing to even bring up the idea of any sort of bombing,
right.
Just to
well,
be
yes,
clear.
That was my next question, yes. Go ahead.
There's anger and frustration, but let's keep in mind, as the doctor who preceded me pointed out, vaccination mandates in healthcare are nothing new. Mm-hmm. Vaccination mandates beyond healthcare, kids going to school to get their mum shots, those are nothing new. So it's been politicized. I think that's what's new. Flu shots have been required of many health workers for a long time, and those were not the source of controversy this way. The idea that this is going to be an area that remains controversial, I think the more that it is required, the more this moment will pass. Yes, there will be loud dissent, but the reason why there are requirements in places like a cancer center or a children's hospital is because many of their patients can't get the vaccine, or they get the vaccine and it doesn't work as well in say someone who is being treated for cancer and has a compromised immune system. So it's even more incumbent on workers to get vaccinated to protect them. And then this idea of other vaccines versus the ones that we're using in the US, there are some real questions about the efficacy of the Chinese vaccine. The mRNA vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna do appear to be the gold standard in protecting people against COVID.
And again, the concern about a terrorist attack related to this may be overstated, but the fear of political backlash, do you think that may have slowed down the decision by these healthcare providers not wanting to stir up controversy with these vaccine requirements for workers?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it slowed down the White House push too. The White House has not wanted to be portrayed as mandating anything. Even when President Biden this week came out with his guidance for federal workers, the White House has danced around the use of the word mandate. They're calling it a directive that federal workers need to either get the shot or get regular testing or face restrictions otherwise. So it's something that does stir the passions. But I know that the idea of a mandate in healthcare for something like this, it's not so unusual. And we have seen countries overseas move forward with their own vaccination mandates. We are not an outlier in seeing it happen here.
And as I asked Dr. Manley earlier, we're seeing this point that I thought we were past, where COVID was going to overwhelm hospital emergency room capacity in some places. Reports that is happening now in parts of Missouri. Is this a worry we're going to be back there in other hotspots around the country?
I think there is that fear. I spoke to the esteemed Mike Osterholm of University of Minnesota, not so far from you folks, mm-hmm. and he told me last week his team had run the numbers. There were about 100 million Americans who had not gotten the vaccine or had not been previously infected by COVID, so didn't have any lingering immunity. That's 100 million people that the virus could burn through, he told me. So that's not great looking forward as Delta continues to rise across the country so quickly. And these hotspots across the South and the Midwest make sense that it might emerge there first, given the relative lack of vaccination in comparison to, say, the Northeast. But it doesn't take very much for hospitals to get crunched. Hospitals do not want to have every single bed filled. That gives them very little slack in case there is an emergency. Hospitals usually want maybe 70 to 80% of their beds filled. And in Missouri, they did get up to about 100% at times. So that is the concern, that that might be replicated in states around the country.
Okay, that Houston Methodist Hospital, you mentioned the first domino there in healthcare providers requiring vaccines. Many more dominoes fell. Are you watching for more and more healthcare providers to jump on that bandwagon now? Sorry, I switched metaphors halfway through there, Dan. But you know where I'm going.
Yes, the dominoes hit the bandwagon, which is now rolling down the hill. So I do think that there will be more. Last week, I talked to the American Hospital Association. They estimated that of the 5,000 hospitals around the country, they knew of only about 9% that had gone ahead with the vaccination mandate. Just this week, in addition to the hospitals I've mentioned, Mayo Clinic has imposed a vaccination mandate. Other hospitals in my area have come out and said that they are looking at it or moving forward. So it does feel like an inevitability increasingly. And I would assume that if FDA formally approves the vaccines in a few months, that will be the final domino for the bandwagon that is now rolling downhill.
Dan, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me back on Central Time.
That's Dan Diamond, national reporter for The Washington Post, where he writes about health, politics, and policy. He talked to us about the growing number of healthcare systems now requiring COVID vaccinations for their employees.